and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful earthquake in Morocco has killed more than 800 people and injured hundreds more, destroying buildings and sending residents of major cities rushing from their homes in the country's deadliest tremor in more than six decades. The magnitude 7.2 quake struck in Morocco's High Atlas Mountains late on Friday night, and rescuers and search teams were seen going through rubble on Saturday. A local official said most deaths were in mountain areas that were hard to reach. In Marrakesh, the nearest big city to the epicenter, residents spent the night in the open, afraid to go home, and tourists were caught up in the mix, including this woman from Australia.
The room started shaking. There's no other way. We're going backwards and forwards, and everything started moving, and pictures started moving, and so we just grabbed some clothes and our bags, and we raced out.
Buildings in the old city, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, suffered damage. Governments around the world expressed solidarity and offered assistance. Turkey, where powerful earthquakes in February killed more than 50,000 people, said it was ready to provide support. Again, a powerful earthquake in Morocco has killed more than 800 people and injured hundreds more. The European Union berated Russia on Saturday for pulling out of the Black Sea grain deal, saying the offer of 1 million tons of grain to African countries was a parody of generosity. In a speech at the annual G20 summit in New Delhi, Charles Michel, president of the European Council, said the grain deal had delivered to vulnerable countries more than 30 times the volume offered to Africa by Russia. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi sees the G20 as validation of India's place among global powers. VOA spoke with residents of India's capital about their feelings on the historic summit. Anita Powell reports from New Delhi.
Sabina Samad is a lifelong New Delhi resident.
I really wish that we have a takeaway from the G20. You know, when we speak about environmental changes, or we speak about maybe something good for humanity.
We asked what they think of the tight security and unusually quiet streets of the capital. Ambika Anand is a social media influencer.
I love the makeover that Delhi's got. I just wonder where the dogs and the beggars have gone, but I'm sure they are in a great place.
Anita Pal, VOA News, New Delhi.
North Korea marked its founding anniversary with a parade attended by leader Kim Jong-un as well as Russian diplomats and a high-ranking Chinese delegation, state media said Saturday, as Pyongyang deepens ties with Moscow and Beijing. The Friday event featured Pyongyang's paramilitary forces, state media said, rather than soldiers in regular army. And it did not showcase the country's banned weaponry, including intercontinental ballistic missiles. Kim, flanked by his young daughter, looked on smiling and clapping. The remains of two people who died in the September 11, 2001 attack on the World Trade Center in New York City have been identified. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The remains are of a man and a woman. Their names were withheld at the request of their families. New York City's medical examiner has now been able to link remains of more than 1,600 World Trade Center victims. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in Lower Manhattan. The announcement comes days before the 22nd anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center towers, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More than 1,000 remains in New York have yet to be identified. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Jason Graham says they are committed to fulfilling their solemn pledge to return the remains of all the attack's victims. I'm Ed Donahue.
Updated COVID-19 shots are coming soon in the U.S., part of a trio of fall vaccines doctors hope will help avoid another so-called triple-demic. The new COVID-19 shots will be released in time to pair with a yearly flu shot. And the first vaccines to guard against another scary virus, RSV, are rolling out for older adults and pregnant women. Those three viruses together overwhelmed hospitals last fall and winter. Drug makers Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax have tweaked their COVID-19 vaccines to better match the evolving coronavirus and are awaiting clearance. This is